Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, calm seekers. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy roller coaster called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Ever feel like you were riding an emotional roller coaster, swinging from elation to frustration in the blink of an eye? You know that feeling when you react impulsively without thinking about the consequences? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a superpower you can cultivate that'll help you not just survive those emotional highs and lows, but actually thrive amidst them? It's called emotional intelligence, and today, we're diving deep into the foundation of it all. Self-awareness. Think of self-awareness like having an inner GPS. The better you understand your own emotions, thoughts, and triggers, the better equipped you are to make conscious decisions that lead to genuine happiness and fulfillment. It's about getting to know yourself on a deeper level, what makes you tick, what sets you off, and what truly brings you joy. It's not always easy, trust me, but it's absolutely worth it. So, how do we unlock this inner GPS? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become more self-aware and build that emotional intelligence muscle. 1. Pay attention to your physical sensations. Ever notice how your heart races when you're anxious or your stomach knots up before a big presentation? Our bodies are incredible communicators. They send us signals long before our minds catch up. Learning to recognize these physical cues is crucial for understanding what emotions are bubbling beneath the surface. Next time you feel tense, ask yourself, what part of my body feels it? Is it your chest, your jaw, or your gut? 2. Journal your way to self-discovery. There's a reason journaling has been a popular practice for centuries. It's a powerful tool for introspection. Take some time each day to jot down your thoughts and feelings. Don't censor yourself, just let it flow. This can help you identify patterns in your behavior, pinpoint triggers that set you off, and gain clarity on what truly matters to you. 3. Embrace mindful moments. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try incorporating short mindfulness exercises into your day. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the sensation of your feet on the ground, or simply observe the sights and sounds around you. This can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions as they arise, allowing you to respond rather than react. 4. Seek feedback from trusted sources. Sometimes we have blind spots when it comes to ourselves. Asking for honest feedback from people who know us well can provide valuable insights into how we're perceived by others. Choose trusted friends or family members and ask them for specific examples of your strengths and areas where you could grow. Remember, feedback is a gift. Use it to learn and evolve. 5. Celebrate your progress. Self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your progress, and celebrate even the smallest victories. Every step you take towards understanding yourself better brings you closer to living a more fulfilling life. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague throws you a curveball. Instead of reacting defensively or getting caught up in a whirlwind of emotions, you pause, take a few deep breaths, and assess the situation calmly. You recognize that your initial reaction is fueled by stress, not logic. You gather your thoughts, respond professionally, and even find an opportunity to turn the challenge into a learning experience. That's the power of self-awareness. The bottom line is this. Developing emotional intelligence through self-awareness isn't about becoming perfect. It's about becoming more conscious, more compassionate, and ultimately, more fulfilled. It's about showing up as your best self in every situation, even when things get tough. So, what are you waiting for? Start exploring your inner landscape today. Pay attention to those subtle cues, journal your thoughts and feelings, practice mindfulness, seek feedback from trusted sources, and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, this is a journey worth taking. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from this episode in the comments below. What steps are you going to take to cultivate more self-awareness in your own life? And if you found this episode helpful, please don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who needs a little dose of calm in the chaos. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.